Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds. Today we're in Psalm 119, verse 26. We read, I've declared my ways, thou heardest me, teach me thy statute. What a beautiful psalm. Here he's talking about his ways. Of course, we've been talking about how a way is a course, a path, a direction of life. And here he's been busy talking about himself. You ever find yourself in that place where you're just consumed with your own thoughts and your ideas and the different things you think should be right and should get accomplished? And he says that once he really took time to think about it as he was declaring his ways, and when he realized, he said, well, God's hearing these things. He says, I want to make sure that when knowing that God hears me these things, and I realize my way is always getting me into trouble, I'm always end up making mistakes. Oh, Lord, please help me. Help me to learn your ways. Well, we have a story, of course. The oldest book in the Bible is the book of Job that we have written concerning his life. And, you know, we know how it starts off with in the book of Job, chapter 1. If you haven't read it for a while, it's a great thing, a great book just to sit down in the afternoon and read on through it. But the first chapter really speaks about how his whole life was just destroyed from all of his wealth and certainly his family and everything that he could imagine was lost to him except for his wife. And after seeing everything that happened to him, she just came alongside him and said, why don't you curse God and die? All the tragedies that seemingly were brought on to him for the things that he had done. And after a while, you know, as he was looking at these things, it tells us that he had some friends come alongside of him. And they sat down by Job. And as Job was just sitting in these ashes and just pondering what was going on in his life, and his friends sat with him for some 7 days without even saying a word. And then, of course, a lot of Job, you deal with their thoughts and their reasoning and why the calamity had come against them. And it really speaks of they were attacking Job's character and the reason, you know, why all this was happening. Finally, and as we get further along in Job, in Job chapter 31, we get Job somewhat defending himself, really justifying himself. And in chapter 31, verse 5, we read, if I have walked with falsehood, or if my foot had hastened to deceit, let me be weighed on honest scales, that God may know my integrity. And so he was looking at his own ways. He was declaring his own ways, as you get a lot of there in Job there, where he's talking about the things that he had been doing truly weren't that bad. And so finally, though, after a while, even as we see here, where we're in Psalm 119, verse 26, he says, I've declared my ways and thou heardest me. And finally, God speaks up to Job. In chapter 40, we read where the Lord answered Job and said, shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? Isn't that a great question? Who are we to correct God? He says, who are we to speak up to the Almighty? The Almighty God, and try to correct him for the things that are happening within our life. He who rebukes God, let him answer it. And Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hands over my mouth. Otherwise, he says, when he came in that conscious awareness of God, he finally said, who am I to contend with you? And even as the psalmist was saying, hey, I'm telling God my plight and what's going on, and you hear me. And I think that's an important thing for us to realize. That when we come to God, God wants us to come to him honestly. Not only with our praise and thanksgiving, but also when things are troubling, when things are disturbing us. That we talk to God, but also with talking to God, that we're willing to listen to him. In the psalmist, Psalm 51, David is, it's so often known as David's repentive psalm, where he had sinned and fell with Bathsheba, he cries out in Psalm 51, verse 4. He says, thou desirest truth, and the truth in the inward being. Otherwise, God wants us to be honest with him from the depths of our heart. If we're feeling sad, if we're feeling disappointed, if we're feeling discouraged, talk to the Lord about it.
pour out your heart to him, and then listen to him, even as the psalmist says, teach me thy statute. Even as we saw where Job realized, he said, whoa, wait a second, I need to realize who I'm talking to. But then you could see the humbleness in the here in the psalm as he says, oh, Lord, I've declared my ways. Now, Lord, would you please lead me in the right path? Would you please teach me your ways? In Psalm 42, Job says, I know that you can do anything. And I think that's important, that we don't lose sight of the God that we serve, that God is able to do anything, and that all things are possible with God. He says, and I know that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you, and that no purpose, nothing can be held back from God. He sees everything and he knows everything. And what God is looking for us to do is for us to trust him, for us to have faith and believe in him, even when things seem to be going bad. Remember what Paul wrote. He says that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purposes. If you're born again and you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that verse applies to you. God's work and desire for you is a good thing. And he wants to bless you and encourage you. So I encourage you even this day is to trust him and allow God to bless you as you seek and to walk with him even this day. So as the psalmist says, I've declared my ways. Thou heardest me, dear Lord. Teach me thy statutes. May that be our prayer this day. Lord, please teach us your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God be richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.